Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it!
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
So much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around, I had one more. I looked the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3, 4 glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We won't regret it when we do the things we ought to do. A couple of years ago, I was driving in a torrential downpour when a car in front of me hydroplaned off the road and crashed into a guardrail. Fortunately, no one was hurt. When I got to the car, the driver told me, I knew I should have replaced my tires. He'd been driving them so long that the tread was nearly gone. Without grooves in the tread, there was no place for water to go, so his tires acted like skis and he was unable to stop or steer. Letting necessary tasks go unfinished is always a bad idea. James 4:17 says, remember, it's a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. So is there something important that I've been putting off? Why don't I get it done today? I won't regret it if I do the things I know I need to do. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the tea and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all 3 floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while and watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Hey everybody, Jeff Pollard here at Capital City Ace Hardware. Our number one goal is serving our customers. I've always liked fixing things and solving problems, so at Ace I get to serve our customers by using my experience and passion. We have a lot to offer, including key cutting and automobile key making, window pane cutting, propane refills, door and window screen repair, and lamp repairs. We're here to help you at Capital City Ace. Y'all come to see us. We're next to Applebee's on 3215 Taylor Road.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have more weather changes on the way, but for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. It's going to be a little warmer than it has been. A high temperature up to about 76 today. Clouds on the increase tonight, but dry during the evening. Maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 56. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, high around 71. Then becoming partly cloudy as the storm system moves away tomorrow night, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, but dry during the daytime. Maybe a stray shower Friday night, but a perfect weekend coming up. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time with push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Lou Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And as a special thanks, Lou Choir wants to make it easier than ever before to get yourself a brand new energy-efficient Carrier home comfort system. That's right. Now through May 31st, get up to $1,250 in exclusive Carrier factory rebates on qualifying Carrier systems. Beat the Alabama heat and treat yourself to the home comfort you deserve. Visit acbythechoir.com today for this and other special offers. Lou Choir is here for you when you need us, and we never charge an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at Lou Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. That's acbythechoir.com. Again, that's acbythechoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you find the routine of your everyday life to be a bit tedious? Do the things that used to bring you joy no longer excite you? Well, it's a very common problem. And the surprisingly simple solution is to break out of your rut and do something truly exciting. For many people, a local branch bank heist is a great place to start. More times than not, the security guards are just lazy renter cops with very little experience. And with a week or so of casing the place, you could be in and out with almost no chance of being caught or gunned down. And remember, the important thing is not the amount of money you make off with, it's about the thrill you'll experience and how revitalized it will make you feel each and every time you put on your ski mask.
The preceding message was brought to you by a man with an English accent, which makes everything sound more legitimate. If you're actually thinking about following the advice, don't.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. It's Wednesday. Bomb hours tonight after the show. We call Happy Hour. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. My tomlike sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too.
Do it live.
And here they are.
Low energy Jeb.
Please clap.
Let's have fun.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Yeah!
Sounds like a blast.
Oh! I finally got to resume cryotherapy today.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
So I stopped by. You should look into it.
We should make a deal. You saw me up early today. And I know you usually do it in the afternoon. But I'd like to meet you over there. Let's say at 9-something one morning.
We could do that. We could very easily do that.
Yeah.
I can't do it Friday because I'm getting my hair cut at 901 right up the street. And I have to compliment them because they did such a great job getting me ready for the wedding.
I kind of like you to meet young Lori over there.
Stop it. She probably has a boyfriend. And anytime somebody tries to... Any suggestion, it just... I don't know. I'm not reacting well. Do I sound like I'm taking it well?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen through my ruse. this act here.
Yeah. The songs are playing in your head when you're over there.
Y-O-G-A Yoga.
Now, after a year of doing yoga, I've yet to wear yoga pants.
After a lifetime of not doing yoga, I haven't worn them either. Tried on pantyhose once. That was just because of Joe Namath.
How did it feel?
You've already heard that. Weird.
Weird?
Yeah, it made me feel a lot more empathetic to the grief that women experience to look nice for men.
Oh, yes. It's expensive.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's all these different choices they have to make.
I mean, what do? Body wash and mane and tail, and you're ready to go?
That's pretty much it.
Maybe a little shaving cream?
Hairy beast that I am. I shaved my face today because we got bomb hours tonight. I want to look like, you know, I want to look fairly well groomed. At 312, this is, normally there would be, in our business, 20 years ago or more. Remember back in 93, Bill Clinton was president, and we had a guy named Ron Hersey at our station that could impersonate him impeccably. And we had a big contest for secretaries. We didn't call them administrative assistants or any of that. We were secretaries. And we hosted 100 of them at a really nice Fort Lauderdale. It was actually in a banquet room.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a screen set up and the place wired for sound so that Bill Clinton could call in and address the group. And it was just a masterpiece of great radio promotion.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
It was hilarious. Yeah. Just, you know, because even by then, by 93, Jennifer Flowers, all that stuff was out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he played to I think there were maybe two guys who qualified to win the contest at that time. Things have changed, of course. But I still don't think there's anything. I mean, why don't we call all these cabinet positions? Why don't we call, he's not the secretary, Rex Tillerson, the administrative assistant of state. There's nothing demeaning around the word secretary. In fact, it has quite the history.
Britannica Films proudly presents the history of secretaries. Secretaries originated when primitive man discovered he could not run his cave efficiently by himself.
Miss Ong, take a slab.
Yes, Mr. Ong.
Dear God, looking forward to wheel, evolvingly yours, Blanche.
During the Roman Empire, secretary's duties expanded to organizing her boss's private life as well.
Ms. Toga, tell my wife I can't make the XII, but we're on for the Lions Christians game at XVI.
Today's secretary enjoys a glamorous career, including travel.
Oh, stop running, Miss Perkins. It's bigger than both of us.
Lavish gifts.
Happy secretary's day.
Wow, a chia pet.
Even executive decisions.
Ooh, does Mr. Honeywell take cream and no sugar, or sugar and no cream?
Ooh. Yes, we salute the overworked, underappreciated secretary. An important cog in today's corporate machine. Putting up with her boss, the biggest asset to her company.
So we salute you all because we know you really run the joint and you don't get enough credit and generally probably aren't paid enough either. Later on, Barney the Dinosaur speaks to millennials about the problem of identity theft.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there.
You think he's been the victim of ID theft?
Yeah, well, I took his ID once.
Right.
That's when I hired that guy. $175, Joey, to come to my daughter's birthday party and play Barney.
Yeah.
and he shows up in this smelly old Barney outfit.
What did it smell like?
Feet.
Ugh. A little funky. Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Right.
Feet that had been in shoes all day.
Right. Yeah.
And he comes in. Hey, kids, look who's here. It's Barney the Dinosaur. And he comes schlumping in like, you know, just waving and doing nothing. And I'm watching this. I should have asked for a demonstration right before I gave him the check. I said, get in my garage.
I can see this.
This is true. This is my little girl's birthday party. Can you imagine if I had hired Barney for her wedding, that I would have tolerated a performance like that?
No.
That would have been funny, though.
It would have been.
Why didn't I think of that? It's too late now. Give me that costume. I'll show you how to do Barney. So, okay, it's your money. So I came back flying in through out of the garage. I hear it's Janelle's birthday today. Totally different response from the kids. And I just, ripped for 15, 20 minutes. I got another birthday party to go to. And I went back to the garage and I gave the guy the costume and his check. And I said, that's how you do Barney the Dinosaur.
Did you have good mobility in the Barney suit?
Sure. I mean, I was pretty physically nimble at that time.
Yeah.
I did my jumps and my heel clicks and all that great stuff.
Wow, you used to click your heels?
Oh. And the feet on the costume didn't have a whole lot of traction. But I didn't fall, do anything stupid or awkward. But I could do the voice. And, of course, that was a great disciplinary technique with Janelle. And because if things were getting... Do you want me to start talking like Barney? No, Dad. And then she was terrified that I might break into the whole routine when... But this is when she was older.
Right.
When Barney was... She had outgrown that.
Yeah, so. Like she's like 13, 14, invites the girls over for a sleepover. But, hey, Goose, you remember when you loved Barney?
No, I could just imagine going to the dance floor at the wedding and saying, honey... I got a guest from your past that just had to be here tonight. You're all married now. Hey, kids, I'll explain what happens on a honeymoon.
Birds and the bees.
Why didn't I think of this 2 months ago? That would have been really funny. And she would have enjoyed it. She would have got a kick out of that. So, at some point this afternoon, we'll... redeem our Bomb Hours winning word of the day for a $20 Bomb Hours gift card. Heading over there after the show tonight. As far as the news, this morning I read the TV ratings. Roseanne was number one last week, but I guess in this week's, just came out, it took a dump. I think the phenomenon has worn off a little bit.
The reunion is over.
It was still good for number four, but I think people have said, okay, I've checked it out. Let's see, ratings fall to earth. It was beaten soundly by The Voice and an NCIS rerun.
The Voice is good. We'll watch that occasionally at the house. I watch wrestling every week. That's a TV show. It's really like a sitcom. But the one show I'm actually looking forward to is The Orville. It's Seth MacFarlane, did Family Guy, and it's like Star Trek. It's a live-action, Star Trek-like show, but it's a little funnier. And a lot of send-ups. It's a really good show. And they renewed it, thankfully. So I'm looking forward to season two.
I've heard of it. I just haven't been
busy. Very good. I thought it was all going to be jokes and a send-up of Star Trek. No, they do some really cool, serious shows like Star Trek used to be, but there's some funny in it, too.
The story today is Kanye.
Yeah.
Who will not allow himself to be bullied out of it. And even Kim Kardashian... rocket scientist that she is, says, is free thinking not allowed? Guess what, Kim? You are correct. I have never understood this. Democrats always pounding their chests about all they've done for black people in America. No, the correct statement is all you've done to black people in America. And is there anything more racist than expecting any group, black, Hispanic, aliens, any group, that you should all think the same, that you should all goosed up to the same mindset and vote for the same people. The party, by the way, that stood in the way of most of the civil rights legislation dating back to 1904 would have never passed if it weren't for the Republicans. But they're such a collective group of lily-livered jack-offs, they can't promote themselves as the party of real freedom because they're scared of their own shadow, most of them. And now this word from Joey.
Yes. Well, I am looking forward to this. I'm actually going to hang out with Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group this Saturday. We're going to go look at homes because that's what Eddie does. And if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the guy to help you. Whether it's Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, anywhere in between, Eddie Bader can help you. Well, I mean, here's the one thing that makes people my age hesitate. We've never bought a home before. How does it work? What's this whole process? And he specializes in that. So if you're ignorant of the process, that's why I'm here, to help you walk through it, to make sure that you're doing things like inspections, that you're getting the right price. And real estate really is, whether you're 29, 30, into your 30s like me, or a little bit older, it's a great tool for long-term investment. Eddie knows this on a personal basis. So if you're a first-time home buyer, maybe like Joey here, or active or retired military, maybe you're buying a home again because your family's just growing and growing and growing. We got to make those kids. It's a lot of fun. Give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. 322-0662. 322-0662. You will not be disappointed. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Like I said, I get to hang out with him on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Going to see a bunch of houses.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Joey. It is 323. Let's get our first look at traffic for the afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17, made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic as we kick off the afternoon drive. Everything's looking pretty decent. A little stop-and-go stuff around the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, but we're not seeing anything on the interstate systems to give you any trouble. The 31s are all clear. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road looking pretty good at the moment. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a new 2018 RAV4 LE starting at just $23,643. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now located in Pepperton Shops by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. And it's springtime, so it makes us think of spring cleaning. And just want to remind people that we run a wonderful service where we'll buy estate jewelry, a single piece of jewelry. Mostly we're looking for gemstones, diamonds, gold, platinum. We'll either trade it, we'll make something new for you, or we'll hand you a check to walk away with. So think about us for that. Marguerite's, now in the Pepperton Shops, right by Chappie's. Thank you.
Odometers don't count miles, they count achievements. That's why Firestone's all-season champion tires come with a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty. That's our longest ever. So go see what's over the horizon. Go see this beautiful land of ours. Or just go see the world's largest ball of twine. The farther, the better. Because they don't call them milestones for nothing. Find the tires for your next adventure at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, and trimmers. To celebrate, come in now for $25 off any Toro self-propelled walk-behind mower. Then, get outside and enjoy the holiday. The best prices of the season on Toro. Happy Toro Days from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 19th through May 2nd.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes when a quarterback has a problem, it helps to talk to other quarterbacks with the same problem.
My name is Sam Darnold, and I'm going to have to play for the Browns.
Oh, it's okay,
I don't want to move to
Afternoon, the support group for superior college quarterbacks who will soon be forced to play for inferior NFL teams.
I'm Baker Mayfield. I won the Heisman, and soon I'll lose with the Jets! Jets!
Well, at least you're not me. My name is Josh Allen, and I might have to play for the Buffalo Bills.
Our 12-step program will give you the tools to cope with the pressure of having to carry an entire franchise of failures.
Thanks to Draftanon, I know that it's going to be okay.
Because we're going to be rich.
Support your local Draftanon chapter and help fill these quarterbacks' empty hearts with hope.
Just like we're expected to fill empty seats at the stadium,
maybe we'll get drafted by the Patriots.
What? And ride the bench until Tom Brady turns 50?
Hey, for a few million dollars, I'll go quarterback for the Browns.
Yeah.
I'll live in Buffalo for a couple of years.
Aren't they in Cleveland?
The Browns are in Cleveland. The Bills. Yeah. I'm surprised that team is still there, actually, because Buffalo is one of those old American Football Conference markets that has continued to shrink. It's really become a medium-sized town. It's like Birmingham. And I'm surprised that they have not moved to Portland or Vegas or some other, or San Antonio, you know, one of the real growth cities in the country, and get the hell out of that.
Yeah, it is kind of going downhill for them, but they really knocked it out of the park with the wings.
What are they known for there besides the wings? O.J. Simpson. That's a real happy memory to hang your hat on.
Yeah, but being known for the creation of Buffalo wings.
Before he became a murderer, he was a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. By the way, I haven't had wings in forever because if I get them from other places, I feel like I'm cheating on Baumhauer.
You are.
And I don't like to cheat.
You would be.
So, you know.
So you're going to come by tonight?
Yeah.
After the Joey Clark Radio Hour?
Yeah, my usual gig. I did it yesterday.
You're having tonight. You're having the boss tonight?
Yeah.
Now, this isn't going to be some suck-up thing, right?
No.
This is going to be just a chat about what radio, his life, what...
Radio, his life, whatever comes up. I mean, I'm going to have fun. Seriously.
I told you yesterday, I think I said this off the air. Ask him if he remembers.
Okay.
Getting a phone call from me at the station. You might want to make notes on this.
About the doorknob thing, right?
When the door... The entire door assembly was removed at Magic. That was the name of the station. And I had to call him and say, I went out to smoke and the door closed behind me and I can't get back in. That was the most horrifying career experience. And I've had plenty of them. Believe me. I mean, in my opinion, this was even worse than knocking coffee into the board and knocking the station off the air, because I knew that could be fixed. It would cost, but this is, and I started to go through some squeeze in these days, so I did not have a cell phone. I had to drive to a Denny's. This radio station was right next to I-95. It faced I-95. It was kind of a cool building.
Yeah.
And we were playing oldies, and there were very few oldies that were long enough that would allow you to walk to the door patio, have a couple of puffs and go back in, because most of the oldies were 2.5 minutes long and to manually start everything. So I believe the song was Witchy Woman, 4 minutes and 23 seconds. So I'm playing Witchy Woman. I run out, I hear the thing close behind me, which is normal, but there was a code. But then I look and there's nothing there. There's no anything. So I'm pulling it and pulling it and pulling it, and it's not moving, it's not opening. And usually by that time of the evening, I was the last person left in the building.
Oh, crap.
So I went, jumped into my car, drove down to Denny's, which was a couple of blocks away, and I called him and I said, don't get too upset, but we're about to go off the air because I went out to have a cigarette and nobody told me that the door mechanism was going to be completely removed. I can't get back in the building. He says, I'll call the engineer. He didn't really yell and scream. And I went back to my car and I listened as Witchy Woman. You know that song has that nice drum thing?
Ooh, witchy woman.
And then silence.
Oh, crap.
Silence. Nothing I could do. Now, I drove back to the building to wait for the engineer to arrive. It was like 10 or 15 minutes away, but there's nothing.
Hey.
Well, I'm running around the building. It was kind of a warehouse-y sort of thing. And we had these big metal doors to let, you know, to keep the vans inside and stuff. And I'm pounding just in case.
Right.
Somebody else is still there. Well, sure enough, somebody was. It took long enough for them to hear me. I was like Fred Flintstone, you know, getting locked up by Dino at the end of the Flintstones. Well, let me. And so I think we were off for maybe 10 minutes total. Which is a really great radio format, very successful. 10 minutes of silence.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of silence.
But, I mean, can it get more humiliating than that?
It's pretty bad.
Now, in my defense, nobody informed me that the side door was being fixed and it had no way of unlocking if you didn't prop it open. So,
well, you've actually made me think of a great topic.
One quick addition to this.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the magic story, right? But ask him if that same...
has ever happened
to him. See if you can get that story out of him.
And now you've also made me...
I think that's the reason why he didn't really kill me.
Because, all right, because, you know, that's an honest mistake.
Yeah.
Honest mistakes are, you know, they're mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me want to ask, and this might be delicate territory, but this is a bit of a ego-driven business.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissism is involved, I think, to a degree. I'm looking in the mirror saying this.
Mm-hmm.
What is some of the craziest stunt a jock or a talk jock or a music jock has pulled? Because I'd imagine there's some stuff he's seen. I can't imagine managing radio hosts. I can't. I can imagine being one. I can't imagine having to manage them.
Well,
there's a lot to deal with.
It does come with challenges. And I hate to say this, but especially when you've got somebody like me on your staff at that time who was prone to falling off the wagon or could
right.
not be depended on. Not, I mean, I would do well for weeks, then have a bad night.
Yeah, mess up.
So-called bad night.
But that's not even what I would be getting at, like a stunt on air. Like, my creative, I want creative control. And it's like, you can't do that.
Well, you know, and then in those days, there were guys that would lock the studio door, quote unquote. I always thought it was a setup to play the same song over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was particularly brilliant.
No.
And it always sounded contrived to me. Like, this was not some spontaneous decision. We're standing up for great radio, so we're going to lock the door and keep management out. Like, anybody in their right mind would do that and risk, you know, their paycheck, their career, because word about that kind of stuff gets around, too, a little bit. So that's not the kind of reputation you want to have.
Right. Well, I'm pumped. I'm pumped to interview the buttery one, as you call him.
The buttery one. Do we have one of his spots coming up here? I shouldn't have to get killed for doing this, too.
Yeah.
But it's only because I love the guy. He is, look, everybody in this town... One day we're going to have to have an event that just honors him. He's one of the last people in this country that's trying to preserve local radio as it used to be, with real personalities and competition and that kind of stuff. Hi there.
Yeah, we thought that the person we were talking about was showing up.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, we have a lot going on. We've talked about this during the week. If you hear background noises and stuff, we have something really cool going on, and they're installing the technology for this.
Yeah.
But we're really not at liberty to discuss it.
This is big league. Big league.
Big league. Very big league. Anyway, Baumhauer's after the show. At some point between now and then, we'll redeem the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. Our thanks, as always, to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for the incredible work they do, tough work. What they do is take on situations where people have suffered a loss of mobility. And it can be one of our wounded heroes coming home, having served in the military. The house they lived in for many years is suddenly no longer user-friendly. It may never be user-friendly. It may be a long-term recovery. Every situation is different. But they're there and equipped to make the home safe and accessible so that the house doesn't have to be sold. And a person, on top of all the other adjustments they've got to make, has to sell the place they love. They have also come up with inventions that have re-empowered people who thought they'd never drive again, now can, thanks to the VIMS, the voice command technology vehicles equipped at Gulf States Mobility at their factory at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. The MV1s for wheelchair-bound people. You've seen that. Somebody who depends on a wheelchair to get around but can drive, trying to load one of those things onto a car. And folks who face these challenges, they don't want your pity, so they try to do it on their own, and you feel for them. So they do everything they can to create a little extra convenience, a lot more independence, and restore choices to lives dramatically affected. What they do is very, very important work. Please check out their Facebook page sometime and like them for the great accomplishments they do. And in appreciation for your own ability to go where you want to go when you want to go there. Their number is 514-6590. That's Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Let's get the one, the only,
adorable
Rich in for the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru, Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, look for increasing clouds. We should be dry this evening, but maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 55. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Maybe some thunderstorms around 2. High tomorrow, around 71. Tomorrow night, behind the front, becoming partly cloudy, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s. Should be a nice day. Lots of sunshine. Maybe some spotty showers Friday evening and Friday night. But then a great weekend forecast. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday with sunshine. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our free weather app. It has push notifications for severe weather alert. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Let's say good afternoon to J-Dub.
So you guys are talking about Gulf State Mobility.
Yes.
And these guys have been a big part of my life and my career as well, because I actually do a lot of work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that in about the next 90 to 120 days, that second building that they have built will be the home of my business, Weldon Auto Detail.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good relationship. I saw James putting a set of hand controls in a smart car the other day, and I was like, are you kidding me? They said it couldn't be done. I said, oh, but you showed them, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what makes them so unique. They have taken on the challenges from in situations where that can't be done, and they've done it.
It never stops amazing me how much love and passion those guys have for what they do.
And they have to. It's a business where they have to assess really, in many cases, really tragic situations, lives that have been permanently altered, you know, and yet I am told never to mention the wall of awards they receive for their inventiveness, for the ability they and some of the things they've created there. And they serve the entire Southeast U.S. from that place in Wetumpka.
I'll tell you, you know, if you ever just need a moment of inspiration, and it's something that, because I've had to wait a few times in their showroom, and I just happened to take a gander at their wall of cards and letters, and I just started reading them. And I mean, by the end of it, if you don't have a tear running down your face, you don't have much of a soul, man, because it's just incredible. You know, because most people just glance over things like that. Like, it's a vehicle, so what? But when you see a truck where the driver's side opens up and this like seat carriage thing comes out, and it lowers itself to the ground so that somebody in a wheelchair could back up into it and be safe and secure and locked in and then put back in the vehicle by machinery and still be able to drive that pretty Chevrolet truck without it looking like something that would be a handicap or a handicapable, as I like to call it.
Yes.
Vehicle. It just blows my mind. Of course, I tease them a lot. I said, you know, when the zombie apocalypse happened, you're the first guy I'm calling. I'm going to have you mount some machine guns in some of these cool trucks you got, and we're going to take this place back.
Tell them I'll be calling too, J-Dub. I appreciate the good words.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great one.
You too. All right. At 3:41, we still have not redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. And during this break, I want you to call Infusion.
Okay.
I want to talk to Lori.
All right.
See if we can get her on the radio. We'll call her in a couple of minutes. Our show brought to you in part by...
Mr. President, they're all saying what a great relationship we have.
Finally, we meet.
Dandruff.
Sometimes people who should worry about dandruff don't.
But we do have a very special relationship. In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff for...
Your head and shoulders above the rest.
Little piece. We have to make them perfect.
Head and shoulders. Forget dandruff. Have beautiful hair.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Treat the professional assistants and secretaries in your office to lunch at Mr. Gus. They're celebrating these important staff members all week at Mr. Gus. Show them you appreciate them by treating them to a meal at Montgomery's best unkept secret. If you can't come for lunch, call Mr. Gus at 356-4662. They'll have it ready for you to pick up and take back to the office. And you can always give the gift of Old World Charm with a gift certificate from Mr. Gus, 356-4662.
Mamma mia, you'll agree, come and bring the family.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Let's talk about some premium trios like three-piece suits and 3D movies. But those who choose premium at the pump choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for triple action engine protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, Fuel Reward members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because when your customers need a water heater replaced or installed and are looking for ways to save money on their utility bills, we can help. We offer Energy Star certified high efficiency options from America's most trusted water heater brand, A.O. Smith, to help you help them save. Choose from several models available in stock and ready in emergencies if that's when you need them. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online, and we'll have it ready for pickup at the Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your life can have a lasting impact by remembering morning radio in your will. Fart jokes, Facebook fights, and naked people stuffing their openings with random items can be the legacy that you leave for future generations to enjoy. What better way to let the world know that you are here than through your philanthropic financial support of this state's most popular morning show, or the one you're listening to right now? Take a financial stand and let us count you among those who like the idea of throwing mayonnaise-covered bologna slices at our half-naked news babe, or dressing our producer up like a turkey and shooting him with paintballs on Thanksgiving morning. Please, remember morning radio in your will. You may be gone, but your eternal gift of fart jokes lives on.
That was just a little message reminding you, somebody did bequeath a Seattle radio station $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
We'll settle for half that, or even 10% of that, if you would like to leave it to us in your will. It'll be money well spent. I have invited a special guest to join us on the air. This is Lori from Infusion.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We're good. The gentleman that called you, that is Young.
Joey.
And we were talking about having him try cryotherapy. Maybe we could meet there at, what, like 9:15?
9:15 works for me.
Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's perfect. We'd love to freeze you.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going to be there?
I should be here.
Okay, because I've always wanted Young Joey to meet you. You're both very bright.
I think he's come in before for laser, maybe, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was Jay.
Jay.
Jay came in for laser.
All these Jay names.
And so did Emily. Yeah, I know. And sometimes they do get confused.
We're confused.
Bring everybody in.
But it was great to get back in the crowd chamber today. I missed it. You know, I had that lung infection and stuff, so I was doing IV vitamin therapy to help get past that. And it was great to get back in there, so I'm looking forward to, getting back into my cryotherapy routine. And, of course, Lori is part of the great staff over there. If you have questions about the cryotherapy, the IV vitamin therapy, they have a whole number of different ways that they can help you with that. Call 296-1662. This young lady here is part of a great team that will provide you with excellent customer service, answer your questions, help you book an appointment for an assessment or a consultation. And I do hope you'll give these state-of-the-art methodologies a try, especially if you'd like to boost your energy, if you've been partying a little bit too hard, whatever. They work. They really work.
Yep. Come see us. Thank you so much for the sweet words.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We look forward to it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm putting this down on my calendar, get frozen at Infusion.
Frozen at Infusion. Now, if you want, you can go in first, and I'll cheer you on.
Yeah?
Through those 3 minutes.
Is it tough?
Well, for some, the first time you do it, it's kind of the coldest kind of. We'll do a level two. In fact, that's what I did. I usually do level three, which is the coldest.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've been out of it for a while, you forget.
Your teeth chatter?
Some do. A lot of people move around a lot, while they're in the chamber. But it does work. And you should walk out of there feeling good about everything.
Yeah, I've heard and read a lot about this, and the fact that Montgomery has a cryo center is remarkable. It's really top-notch, top-of-the-line stuff.
Our friend Stick Shift Danny sent me an article recently about how not everything that comes out of California is bad. These treatments have been popular there for some time. The difference is that only people in the Beverly Hills or upper echelon of the Hollywood Hills folks could afford this type of treatment. And now they've been able to bring it down so that, a person who's had chronic pain can do the laser, you can do the IV, and these things work. This is not voodoo medicine. This is all based on science. One of these days, maybe we've had him on in the morning a couple of times, but the guy that founded Infusion, Darren Woodling, Dr. Darren Woodling, he explains this stuff so well and why it's so effective. And he's really a great guy. So we'll try and see if we can get him to stop by some afternoon. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on. At 3:51, we have not redeemed our Bomb Hours winning word of the day. We do hope that you will join us at Bomb Hours this evening after 6 o'clock. Although our group tends to gather usually around 5:15. It's the round tables at the end of the big bar in Bomb Hours. And we, LaDonna Brooks, who has been our friend for several years now, she's kind of our ad hoc ambassador for the group, and she's fantastic, and you'll meet everybody there. And I promise you, those of you who are coming for the first time, you will feel immediately comfortable with the group. And you won't feel, because I understand how it is. The longer you wait to do something for the first time, the bigger and scarier it gets. Like Infusion. It's not scary. It's great. It is 3:52. I have basically accomplished nothing, but I got to tell you, I'm so impressed, and I hope it's the beginning of a trend. Oh, by the way, no decision on the jury from the jury on the Cosby case. That Kanye refuses to be bullied. He's standing his ground.
Good for him.
And that is to be respected. And that even Kim Kardashian said something bright about free thinking. You know, why can't people think what they want without facing it? That's what sparked the whole Shania Twain thing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady who makes beautiful music, nice, never attached to a scandal of any kind, drugs, sold millions and millions of records, lovable as a performer can be. And when she said, I probably would have voted for Donald Trump. Oh, my God. The hate that was unleashed on her was sickening, and that's why I came on the air Monday and almost blew the windows out of the studio.
It's amazing. You know that writer I mention all the time, H.L. Mencken?
Yes.
He observed, he was a hardcore individualist, but he observed that in the 20s, that for a nation that prides itself on individual liberty and freedom to speak and to be who you want to be, the nation in all actuality was hell-bent on conformity and what they called at the time right thinking.
Well, what was prohibition?
Right.
Prohibition should remind everybody of what happens when a small group of powerful people who have access to the media foist a bad idea, and it took 13 years for the country to correct that mistake, and among the unforeseen consequences, the mob, bootleg booze, thousands of people died drinking poison liquor because it was made in a bathtub or had bad chemicals in it and stuff like that. Oh, and at the end, and did it make us a better place or a safer place or more moral? No. It actually invented the Roaring Twenties. And that's when, or actually, the whole story behind that particular period of time, and it's funny because our president then was Cal Coolidge, who was a pretty quiet guy.
Harding, then Coolidge, right?
And Harding, then Hoover. Harding was the party guy. Coolidge was the silent Cal, that's what he's called. But the country was just the opposite. The country was going nuts, living it up. And the tax money that could have been made on legitimate alcohol sales and everything else, all gone. Who got the money? Al Capone. Al Capone, think about this. In 1927, before the guy was 30 years old, was worth $100 million. Now, yes, he had a lot of murders and things that helped him get there. But that's what it created. People like him, Lucky Luciano, and the entire New York mob family structure, all of that came from the good intentions of prohibition. And that's why I'm more and more inclined to think that other prohibitions need to be dropped so that we can focus on larger priorities. Did a lot of reading today on the news in Broward County where Sheriff Israel, who somehow still has a job. The more information that comes out on that Parkland tragedy.
Yeah.
Those Broward sheriff's deputies that were there, beyond the guy, Scott Peter, who had to resign immediately because he just stayed outside while kids were being shot to death inside. The entire Broward sheriff's office was either behind a car or a tree, while the Coral Springs Police Department, which isn't even part of that, Parkland is its own city. They were the ones that went in and got this guy. And yet, somehow they still have a job. I'd love to know how that works. I asked about that when I was down there for the wedding, and nobody really had an answer. How's this guy been able to hang on to his gig? Someone explain that to me. Since we brought up the issue of integrity, let's talk about Montgomery Paint and Body, because they are, you know, if they ever do the Pictionary, when the word integrity is there, they should put Brandon and Donnie Turner. There again, in the automotive repair business, they had their own little roaring 20s here back in the day when automotive repair shops would get a call from an adjuster and say, you know, we could save if we just did it this way. You can get a cheaper part from here. And by the way, you can just skip this step completely because the customer won't know. And we can split. I mean, there was a conspiracy of incompetence in place. So when Donnie Turner opened Montgomery Paint and Body, he said, I'm not playing. I don't care. I'd rather not do it. I would rather turn away the business than do it wrong. And that's the standard that they have operated by since. And, you know, the interesting thing is they stayed their course and the rest of the business pretty much was compelled to follow them. When you tell your insurance adjuster after you've been in a fender bender, I'm going to take my car to MPB, they'll probably applaud you, like ours did. Not once, not twice, but three times. When you're at MPB, because it's right off the boulevard in East Shirley Lane, make sure to ask to see the Rich Thomas wing featuring the pinball machine. He was one of their founding customers and has been there numerous times. Who am I to talk, you know? I've had two mailbox attacks. And my stepson had a little fender bender. It's amazing to watch the outcomes they produce. And by the way, part of that includes trying to make the car look not just as good as new, maybe better, but as gleaming and beautiful inside and out as the day you first found it and fell in love with it. So take the doubt out of the equation. After all the paperwork is through, when it comes time to choose the place that's going to put your car back together, choose Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 27REC with a W is their number. Fox News, coming up, we still have the Baumhauer's winning word of the day, and more.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less.
Hey, move it, I'll lose it, buddy.
And a little more.
Your wish is my command.
We do, too. And while we can change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and